Hello, and welcome to episode 234 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we take a look at the remarkably interesting story of the zip code. You could almost call it a miracle. I can take a folded sheet of paper, stick a stamp on it, write a few lines of information on the front, the street, the city, state, and zip code, stick that folded sheet of paper in a box, raise a flag, and within a week or so it will end up in another box somewhere on the other side of the world. Seriously, think about that for a moment. For all the criticism leveled at it, the United States Postal Service does a pretty good job of getting mail from point A to point B with fair accuracy. That makes sense considering Americans are still busy with the post. The USPS delivers about 40% of all the mail sent in the entire world. Because of this huge volume, the Postal Service developed a secret weapon, the zip code. Before the zip, mail was an entirely hand-sorted affair. If I were to stick a letter in my magic box, it would get put by a person in a bin heading to the right state, and then it would get sorted down and down more and more and more people until it ended up hopefully in the right city, and then hopefully in the right receiving magical box. Indeed, before the zip code, my letter would have been handled by 10 different employees of the Postal Service. That's all well and good when you don't have that much mail, but by the 1940s, the mail was a madhouse! An ever-increasing population in the U.S. writing more and more letters demanded a solution, as the post office was flooded with more letters than Harry Potter from a chimney. The first attempt by the Postmasters General to bring order to the madness was pretty feeble. It divided the major metropolitan areas in the United States into postal zones, and each zone was assigned a two-digit, quote, local zone number. That was the first mistake. LZN just doesn't have a good ring to it. Less importantly, the Postal Service didn't a good job getting the word out, and they didn't require folks to use an LZN when they sent a letter, which was a deadly combination. People didn't know about it, and they didn't have to, so no one cared. Plus, the LZN was only set up in metropolitan areas, so it only catered to big cities. The real solution came not from the top down, but from the bottom up. A simple postal inspector in Philadelphia came up with a three-digit code system that was based not on cities, but on locations of letter processing section centers, basically regional mail sorting warehouses around the country. He passed the idea up the ladder, and after much persistence, his three-digit idea was combined with the two-digit LZN to create the Zone Improvement Plan, or the ZIP. The idea of the zip code caught on in the Postal Service. Your five-digit zip code today is still a conglomeration of those original two code systems. The first three digits designate your section center, and the last two are your LZN, your local zone number, which was extended beyond just the big cities to include all the parts of the United States. Today, every post office has an LZN. But how do you get the public to care? That was the big problem with the LZN. The post office had another secret weapon, Mr. Zip. Introduced in 1962, this lovable cartoon postman served as the mascot for the new system. The Postal Service went on a blitz, partnering with AT&T to include Mr. Zip on all of their materials. Zip code maps were included in phone books, radio announcements, newspaper articles. The post office even commissioned an incredible TV public service announcement featuring a peppy teen pop band, the Swingin' Six.
Meet a fella called Mr. Zip.
What he can do for you will really make you flip.
So if you have any further postal demands, we're gonna leave you in his hands. You know you gotta have a zip code.
Did it work? Absolutely. Public awareness and approval of the zip code eclipsed anything that Congress might hope to have. By 1969, nearly 85% of Americans used the zip code, and 90% of Americans liked it. By 1983, Mr. Zip had achieved his global domination of 100% usage. His task complete, Mr. Zip stepped off the national stage. But his spirit of efficient and accurate delivery is still there. Every time you send a letter. Humanity is African. As you probably know, archaeologists have pretty well proven that our kind first stood upright on what are now the great savannas and deserts of Africa. So next week, we are going to spend some time investigating one of the great civilizations of the African continent, the Songhai. While fractured Europe was coming out of the Middle Ages, the Songhai controlled huge swaths of northern Africa in their mighty grip, thanks to gold, salt, a lot of camels, and a giant fish. It's Songhai Week, starting Monday, here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 234 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And today on there, I have a link to the entire Swingin' Six zip code video, which, trust me, is well worth every second of your time. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Mail Week by looking at Oni, a little dog with a big love for mail. Warning, you will awe with adorable cuteness.
Remember, only you can put Zip in your postal system.